Hello and welcome to another 9-minute Bible study. Our starting point, Acts chapter 10. Let's start with verse 34. Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth I perceive that God is no respecter of persons." What we see here is Peter telling us the revelation he received from God, that salvation is for everyone, regardless of nationality, regardless of race, regardless of ethnicity, and regardless of the era that we live in. Verse 35. But in every nation, he that fears him and works righteousness is accepted with him. As we will find out, those who believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection, in who Jesus is and what he did, in what Jesus is doing and what he will do, will be saved. Righteousness, those who follow the leading and the guiding of the Spirit, will live an overcoming, victorious life. It begins where? Of faith in the gospel message. Verse 36. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all. So Jesus, he comes, he ministers to Israel. The atoning work which he will do on the cross, he will bring peace between God and Israel. And as we will see as we move along, the same atoning death will bring peace between God and the Gentiles. The atoning death of Jesus brought the peace between God and all mankind. Verse 37. That word I say, you know, which was published throughout all Judea and began from Galilee after the baptism which John preached. So first happened what? The baptism of John. What was that all about? Preparing the people for the first coming of the Christ. Then comes the Christ. He is baptized, and then what happens? Verse 38, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. So what happened? We see the sky open, the Spirit come down upon Jesus and stay upon him. From that point on, Jesus, now anointed by God the Father with the Holy Ghost, is what? Operating in Holy Ghost power. So what is Holy Ghost power? Who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. All the signs and wonders that took place in Jesus' ministry, the healing, the deliverance, the miracles. Why did they take place? Because God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. God was with him, and these things happened. Verse 39, and we are witnesses of all things which he did, both in the land of the Jews and in Jerusalem. Let's hold there for a second. The apostles, what were they? They were the witnesses of what Jesus did in his earthly ministry. From the moment the Spirit came down upon him without measure, all the way through the ascension of Jesus. The apostles, the believers, they are the witnesses of everything Jesus did. The last part of verse 39, whom they slew and hanged on a tree, verse 40, him God raised up the third day and showed him openly. So what do we see here? The Apostle Peter, in this message, as guided by the Holy Spirit, he mentions what? The crucifixion of Jesus on the cross, and he also mentions what? The resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Where does salvation come from? 1. Jesus being the Christ, the Son of the living God. 2, Jesus dying on the cross, shedding his blood to atone our sins. 3, God raising Jesus from the dead on the third day, giving life now and into all eternity. The resurrection was a key part of the message in Acts chapter 2. The resurrection is a key part in the message in Acts chapter 10. There is no salvation without a faith in the Christ, the cross, and the resurrection. Verse 41. Not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us, who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead. So who were the witnesses? Ultimately, they were the ones who believed in Jesus. Jesus appeared to his believers, and he showed them, as seen in Luke 24, that what? He was raised from the dead. Verse 42. And he commanded us to preach unto the people and to testify that it is he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick, living, and dead. So, who is the judge? Peter's establishing this pretty clearly. Jesus is the judge of the living. Jesus is the judge of the dead. And why do we know this? Because God raised Jesus from the dead. The risen Jesus, he is the judge. Verse 43. To him give all the prophets wisdom, that through his name whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. That last line, whosoever believes in him shall receive remission of sins. By this, we are talking about a faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. We are talking about the belief in Jesus and his atoning death on the cross. We are talking about Jesus and his resurrection from the dead. Confess with the mouth the Lord Jesus. Believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead. This is the key point in this message, because at this point, after hearing the gospel up to this point, in a pretty short message, those in the room will begin to believe in the Christ, the cross, the resurrection. And what happens at that point? They are saved. They no longer face the wrath to come and eternity in the lake of fire. What happens? They are now what? Part of the church? Part of what? What Jesus will be doing in this age and through all eternity. That means everlasting life with Christ Jesus our Lord. The moment we believe is the moment we change. And we will pick up with this in our next lesson.